May 27, 1938. Continuous and repeated acts bind God more to the creature and form the strength of her soul. How beautiful it is to live in the divine will. How God Himself begs the creature. The rain of love that God pours over the creature and the rain of love from those who live in the fiat. I feel the need to enclose myself inside the divine volition to continue my life in it. Oh! How I would love to be imprisoned in its light, so that I could neither see nor hear anything else but what regards its will. Then my beloved Jesus, coming back to visit my poor soul, all love told me, "My blessed daughter, I want you here, imprisoned in my will, so that no other things can have life in you. Now, you must know that all the harmony of the creature is in the repetition of her good acts done in my will. A single act does not form any harmony or beauty, but many continuous acts united together call the attention of God, who puts Himself in waiting for the acts of the creature. As she performs them, He communicates to her, now beauty, now sanctity, now goodness, wisdom or love. In sum, He provides her with His ornaments and divine qualities. All the acts repeated by the creature form the strength of her soul, binding God even more to herself. They form heaven in the depth of the soul, and as she goes on repeating her acts, some are turned into star, others into wind-blowing whispers of love, others become a sea continuously murmuring love, glory, adoration to God the Creator. In sum, the whole atmosphere is reproduced in her. However, when the acts are not continuously repeated, they lack that unifying power that gives strength to all. They lack that divine mode of acting unceasingly, sustaining each of them with creative strength in perennial attitude of doing and redoing again. Furthermore, a single act has never formed any sanctity because it has no strength. It does not possess the life of love, since true love never says enough, never stops, and if it does, it's dead. Only continuously repeated acts can send good surprises to heaven where, as one arriving act is being enjoyed, another one follows and more arrive, forming the enchantment for the heavenly fatherland. Therefore, in my will there is always something to do and time can't be wasted. Then, with a more tender tone and stronger love, he added, my daughter, how beautiful it is when a soul loves to do the divine will. Heaven lowers itself and everybody assumes the posture of venerating and adoring the supreme volition. They see its majesty, height and power enclosed in the little circle of the creature, doing what it does in its celestial royal palace. Sumptuously showing its love and works, being honored as great queen. To the extent that royal lives arise for as many acts as the creature does. Then my fiat feels all its divine power, its ruling scepter brandished in royal modes, while the creature renders it all the honors it deserves. Since my fiat embraces all, it feels so glorified that it is as if all would let it reign. In sum, we can't find truer beauty, receive greater love, operate more exceptional prodigies than in a soul who loves to live in our will. My desire for the soul to live in our will, my anxiety and my ardent sighs are such that I keep repeating to the ear of her heart, make me content, don't make me sigh anymore. If you live in my fiat, the night will be over for you and you will enjoy the fullness of the day. Or better still, every act done in it will be a new day, bringing new graces, new love and unexpected joys. All the virtues will have a celebration for you in their place of honor. Like many princesses they will court your Jesus, and your soul. You will form in yourself my throne of brightest light, where I will dominate as a king. In all freedom I will dominate your whole being, even your breathing. I will court you with all my works, my pains, my steps, my love, my own strength, to be your defense, your help and your food. There is nothing I won't give you if you live in my will. Now, you must know that our Supreme Being keeps the creature under a thick rain of love. All created things pour a rain of love upon her, the sun pours light of love. The wind pours waves, blows freshness and caresses of love. The air pours continuous lives of love, my immensity surrounding her, my power sustaining and bringing her, as in my arms. My creative act preserving her. All pour on her infinite and powerful love, love that every instant creates more love. We are always over the creature, to enclose and drown her with love. She makes us delirious for so much love, and still she doesn't let herself be won over to loving us. What pain, what suffering. But, would you like to know who is exact knowledge of our uninterrupted reign of love? The one who lives in our will. Only she feels our continuous reign of love. Furthermore, by living in it, everything is hers. Not knowing what to do to give to us in return, or how to shower her reign of love, she takes all created things, our immensity and power, our creative virtue always in the act of creating only for the sake of love, and she ascends in our very will, beginning to pour on our divine being light and courses of love. Immense and powerful love, as if she wanted a mattress. Taking us in her arms and saying, "See, how much I love you. You pour on me and I pour on you. I have in my power your immensity and power, that allows me to bring everything back to you. My daughter, you cannot comprehend how much relief we feel, how our flames remain refreshed and soothed under this rain of love from the creature. Our contentment is such that we feel as if we are repaid for the whole work of creation, and paid by the same coins of love with which we loved her so much. Our love has the virtue of letting form in the creature sufficient and abundant coins to pay us for what we have done for her. Therefore, in the midst of our joy we say, tell us, what do you want? Do you want us to make up more stratagems of love? We'll do it for you. Tell us, what do you want? We will please you in everything. We will refuse you nothing. Denying you something, not pleasing you in all, would be like denying something to ourselves. Like placing a discontent into our endless joys. Therefore, we find everything in the soul who lives in our will, and she finds everything in us.